There's a strange and brand new system of cameras put up all over our streets, like this one.
These flock cameras are just a part of a rapidly expanding surveillance network which many are revolting against because they are actively tracking your license plate and your face to build a map of where you've been and where you'll likely be next. If you're American, chances are these cameras are already active in the city you live in, including, maybe most notably, the city where I live, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So we see people having their faces scanned. It feels a little bit like it's basically going to become the Minnesota phone book.
These cameras have solved previously unsolvable crimes.
But ever since we got the flock cameras in, it's like they've become our best friend.
But also may pose an existential threat to our rights as Americans.
These cameras are tracking everybody, everywhere, all the time.
These flock cameras have gotten people so fired up, they've begun destroying them, which is super illegal.
You could face between 1 and 5 years in prison.
So they began hacking them, which is apparently really easy.
You can press a button a few times on the back of these cameras and within a few minutes, turn them into your own personal spy device.
But also super illegal. But if they really are as powerful as law enforcement claim, how hard would it be to actually avoid them?
So I wanted to put these things to the test. Actually, I wanted to put myself to the test and see what it actually would take to live my life relatively normally for a week without being discovered by a single surveillance camera.
And actively avoiding government surveillance is not super illegal.
I should cover up my footprints here.
That's when I started noticing these cameras are everywhere. On poles I had probably driven past 100 times without even thinking about it, and outside of Home Depot. But what I wasn't prepared for was that I'd not only have to avoid these new flock cameras, but a network that has grown into literally hundreds of millions of cameras. So to prepare for this challenge, I found this guy named Jason, a founder of 404 Media, who can teach me all about America's surveillance system.
It's hard to report on this space and not become super paranoid without letting it kind of like dominate my thoughts, like when I go out into the world and that sort of thing.
Can a person like me avoid surveillance if I were to continue living my life as is?
No, I think it's impossible. And I think that fully avoiding surveillance is like, I don't know, you could try it as a stunt, but I think that it's like not a tenable way to live your life. And it's not like a goal that is attainable at this moment.
And that's when I got a text from my wife. And I realized I'd have to leave my house and face the surveillance network for the first time to get takeout for the family.
So I have about a mile to travel in order to get takeout for the family. But if I drive all the way there, I'm going to get hit by 2 license plate reading cameras. But I'm prepared for this. So flock cameras primarily capture and register license plate information. So I think I should be good on a bike passing by one. Actually, we're gonna pass by one right now. Right here. Somebody like painted on this one though. That's super illegal. Flock, the company, essentially creates a database of license plate information and the coordinates that it crossed at and the time it crossed it at. So law enforcement can use that database to look up and triangulate essentially where you are at any given time. There's over 100,000 of those cameras across the US, and they're all just put up in the last few years. There's also these things called CCTV cameras. Those are primarily owned by the Department of Transportation. They're used for like traffic reports, you know, if the road's backed up from a crash or something. It's also used for crime investigations, although they don't have license plate tracking information. And they capture those like crazy videos you see on the news.
One car T-bones another, flips, and then nearly hits a pedestrian.
Look, that was that camera that caught that. Hey, it's me. Anyway, I gotta go get the takeout, so. And there's over 82 million CCTV cameras across the country. That's one camera for every 4 Americans, including babies. That's, I mean, you do count babies as people, so.
There are a lot of different layers of surveillance.
For this purpose, we will separate them into 5 layers.
You are being filmed by Ring cameras, you're being filmed by CCTV cameras at businesses, you are being filmed by automated license plate readers.
There's also all of these types of cameras as well, and probably way more, but you gotta draw the line somewhere.
for the most part, like when you go into public, like you're probably being surveilled in some way, shape, or form.
Except for me, because I successfully got dinner for the family and biked all the way home without any problems. Maybe Jason was right. Maybe rerouting my path, abandoning my car, and avoiding the cameras I could see wasn't enough. Nevertheless, I made it home with dinner. But one thing was bugging me. I felt it necessary to hear from the people that actually use these surveillance cameras. So I sent emails to over 100 police departments in Minnesota that use the Flock camera system to see if they would talk with me. And I'm not making this up. I didn't get a response from a single department, except for Chief John Sherwin of the Faribault Police Department, the one and only person to respond to my interview request.
Hey, Chris.
I reached out to 100 departments.
Okay.
And you're the only one that said yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Why?
I guess I don't know. I mean, I think in general, maybe law enforcement is a little bit not trusting of media and portrayals and motives.
And that right there is the problem. Everything I've seen about Flock cameras falls into two categories. Either they're the worst thing ever created, or they're solving crimes like never before.
A lot of concerns are what they are because there's a lack of transparency. The fact that you only had one person willing, you know, I don't know, maybe that says something, but I'll tell you exactly what the cameras are.
The Flock safety technology has helped solve over 700,000 crimes in the U.S.
We also were incredibly shocked at how successful we were in helping solve crime and apprehend folks, including someone who was arrested for attempted murder. The Flock cameras were key.
And study after study after study cite a decrease in crime where the cameras are implemented.
But a lot of these studies are funded by the companies that make the surveillance systems. And I think that the jury is sort of still out on whether these things actually make us safer.
I'm in favor of the cameras because I've seen the safety aspect mitigate those concerns about privacy.
In Faribault, it's 10 cameras. Across America, it's over 100,000 and growing, but it didn't start that way. It started here in a neighborhood near Atlanta, Georgia. In 2017, Garrett Langley and his two co-founders invented a janky camera in their garage using an Android phone to upload footage instantly to the cloud.
And I was like, look, we're gonna go build this camera. It's got just like track license plates, that's it.
When a DeKalb County detective told them that their camera helped solve a break-in case,
we were like very proud of ourselves. This was not a business at the time.
Langley called his co-founders and told them to quit their jobs. In just 9 years, Flock Safety, that's their company name, serves thousands of agencies, has a company worth billions. And this is literally how many license plates are being captured since I started saying this sentence. And their cameras are in 49 states. Actually, you should guess which state doesn't have them. Go ahead, take a guess. It's the only one not on this map. It's Alaska, obviously. But even Alaska is going to get them soon.
Yeah. Why is that bad?
I think that there's been many cases of people who are wrongly accused of doing crimes.
Like in September in Colorado.
A Denver woman says that she was wrongfully accused of theft after police tracked her car using Flock cameras.
I mean, this case is really crazy. I saw it and then I filed an additional public records request there.
Basically, a package had been stolen from a porch and Jason got the body cam footage of the cop confronting the woman he suspected of stealing it.
This cop went to this woman's house and knocked on her door. And he had printed out some photos of her car that Flock cameras had taken pictures of.
You know we have cameras in that town and you can't get a breath of fresh air in or out of that place without us knowing, correct?
The officer said he had doorbell video of the theft and had tracked her car in the area using Flock cameras.
And the woman was basically like, what are you talking about? Like, I did not do that. And the cop was very adamant, saying,
there is zero doubt. I wouldn't have come here unless I was 100% sure. 100%.
She wasn't arrested, but she was issued a court summons. There was just one problem. She didn't do it.
But I can show you videos.
No, you cannot.
After a few weeks, Elser was able to get in touch with the police chief.
So she proved her innocence using surveillance, like her own surveillance.
dash camera video from her car, a log of her location from Google Maps, and doorbell video of her walking into her tailor's house when the package was stolen.
She was one of these people who thought, I am a surveillance maximalist, I don't have a problem with this. And then it happened to her, and she did like a total 180 on the entire situation, where she's like, well, if this could happen to me, it's probably happening to other people.
Meantime, Elser is advising all of her neighbors to start collecting their own digital evidence. She says you never know when you might need it.
And that's when I had to leave my house for another mission. This time, I actually just wanted to see a movie that was only in theaters. And just in case, I took that woman's advice to constantly prove my own innocence and hired somebody.
That's someone I hired right there.
To film me the whole time so I can collect my own evidence.
Kind of only have one shot at this, huh?
And this time, I would try something different than biking, because I realized that these flock cameras track cyclists, too.
The cameras are motion-activated, which means it will also capture a pedestrian or a cyclist. There's even an option for the operator to search for those things on the portal.
And despite Garrett Langley, Flock Safety's CEO, being adamant that they do not track people...
We don't track people. We track cars.
Their own patent references facial recognition several times. And I guess that means I failed the first mission.
So I'm going to take some additional steps to avoid all this surveillance with this sheet.
Okay, that's actually pretty legit. Remember the five layers of surveillance? The reason why they're in layers is because they operated independently of one another.
A few years ago, there may have been like an ALPR system in your town and then a separate ALPR system in the one town over. But now they are all networked together.
Now local police work with federal law enforcement and commercial entities share their surveillance too.
And so these can be used to make like far more sophisticated like maps of your movements and sort of like what you're doing.
There aren't surveillance layers anymore. It's all interconnected.
And it's actually worse than that. This is the block I live on, so I know there's no flock cameras. I know there's no CCTV cameras. But what I also know is that there's doorbell cameras.
But Ring cameras have become like incredibly popular over the last few years. Honestly, I think that Ring cameras were sort of created to prevent package theft, more or less, like so that Amazon would lose less money. And recently, it seems like they are trying to get back into partnering with law enforcement.
Ring and Flock Safety arranged a partnership where they were about to work together to share data. Until the Super Bowl, when Ring launched maybe the worst Super Bowl commercial of all time.
Search Party from Ring uses AI to help families find lost dogs.
And then the deal fell through. Still, there's some weird things happening with doorbell cameras.
It does raise privacy alarm bells for a lot of people.
So I became a literal ghost in my own city.
That's a surveillance camera right there. Yeah. I'm trying to avoid surveillance. There's like surveillance all over the place. So
you got like a white lane on it. You kind of like look like clannish doing shit like that.
Clannish?
Yeah.
Oh my God. No. I'm just trying to not be surveilled by like surveillance all over the streets.
All right. I'd be careful doing shit like that though.
Yeah.
For real, like.
Okay. Yeah. That's. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
No, you're fine. I'm just, you know what I'm saying, making sure, because that's like kind of what it looks like. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I thought I'd look like a ghost. Hey, is this racist?
So I successfully made it to the movie theater. The movie was really good, and I completed the mission, and we never have to talk about what just happened ever again. But avoiding surveillance isn't the only thing to worry about. Sometimes the problem is the person behind the cameras.
This is a very disturbing story, but we're going to cover it.
And a recent investigation into an officer's alleged misuse is putting that technology right back in the spotlight.
There have been multiple cases where cops have stalked people using Flock.
Oh my.
A Sedgwick, Kansas police chief used Flock Safety license plate readers to track his ex-girlfriend and her new boyfriend's vehicles 228 times.
the fact that this can happen at all, I think it suggests that the system is designed in such a way that it is at least like open to abuse.
And I think you just have to look at the significant amount of good that results out of these cameras versus the one-off instance in another state that has proven to be a negative.
But the problem isn't always who's using the cameras. Sometimes it's that anyone can.
A few weeks ago, using a commercial search engine, I very easily found the administration interfaces for dozens of Flock safety cameras.
Ben Jordan found that, you know, you could kind of get like root access to some of them just if you had physical access to them and you hit a couple buttons on there. And I found that one of these was in Bakersfield, California. I just started like frantically Googling and using Street View and things like that. You know, like Big O Tires was one of them. And that's about 2 hours from where I live. So I drove up there and I, you know, found the Big O Tires and I walked around and sure enough, I like logged in or I just like opened the URL and I was watching myself in real time as I was like crossing the street with my dog.
Making the surveillance network that was once contained to law enforcement able to be infiltrated by anyone. And that's when I got a text from my wife to pick up chicken from the store, which would mean I would have to travel over 2 miles, passing 3 Flock cameras, an estimated 24 CCTV cameras, and a lot more doorbell cameras.
So obviously there were some problems with the sheet.
Kind of way what White Klan is.
We don't have to talk about that. But there was another problem. To surveillance cameras, I still looked like a person or an object walking down the street. I guess that means I failed the last mission.
But this time I had a new idea to make myself truly invisible to surveillance cameras.
It's this thing right here. So
by attaching a camera to my chest, which is live streaming to the TV on my back, not only do I not offend anyone, but I also become invisible.
All right, let's go get some chicken.
While I was playing hide-and-seek from the government, the very network I was hiding from was quietly tearing Minneapolis apart.
Right now, more federal agents are heading to Minneapolis to help with ICE enforcement.
And what the agency is calling its biggest operation ever.
Over the past couple of months, immigration enforcement has deported thousands of people from Minneapolis. But nobody seems to be asking how they're finding these people they're deporting, sometimes even leaving abandoned cars left behind.
Local police will run searches on behalf of ICE and then give that information to ICE.
Federal agents access Flock cameras, possibly in violation of a state law prohibiting their use for immigration purposes.
And Flock Safety is doing this all while insisting they're not.
And especially if there's no way to opt out, your photo basically gets added to databases of 200, 250 million other photos that the federal government controls.
As far as I know, this was the only way to opt out. But is this really a solution? I was still becoming constantly worried that turning myself invisible was the only way forward. But in the process of becoming invisible to the cameras, I became more visible to everybody else. And that's when I remembered something Jason told me.
One of the goals of surveillance is to like control people. And I think that if you are like constantly worried about this sort of thing, I think that like kind of dropping out of society is not really like a solution.
In order to accomplish the impossible,
I think it's impossible,
and remove myself from the system, I also removed myself from society. So yeah, I got my chicken, but it was time to be done with this madness. The real answer about how to avoid this surveillance system is much simpler.
Cities seem to be rebelling over in the United States when it comes to the Flock safety cameras.
One by one, residents have been writing to their city leaders requesting that they remove the Flock cameras from their streets.
Many Bay Area jurisdictions began to cancel or pause their programs administered by Flock Safety.
To date, over 30 municipalities have removed their cameras and canceled their Flock contracts. With over 6,000 communities that currently have Flock cameras, there's still a long ways to go, which is probably why Flock's CEO, remember this guy, Garrett Langley, sent an email to several police department customers claiming that Flock and law enforcement are under attack by YouTube videos. And it's true. A few months ago, after awareness was raised from some YouTube videos, some smart people built that mapping website I showed earlier that maps all Flock cameras in the country using a website called OpenStreetMaps, where users like you and I can add Flock cameras to the map. And that's what brings us to maps. If you look at my last video, where I mapped the last unmapped city in America with a drone.
All right, here we go.
And uploaded the images to Google Street View, some criticized me for invading that city's privacy. And to be honest with you, it all caught up with me when I was being interviewed by a reporter with the Daily Mail.
There are comments that are critical of the video that I do agree with. There are comments that are praising the video that I do agree with.
Where exactly do you fall on? I'm guessing you fall on the, we should map this. Everything should be out there.
Yeah, I don't really know where I fall on that, actually.
So I saw this as an opportunity to right my wrong. After learning about surveillance, the world doesn't need more images. So I removed the Street View images that I had posted. And while Wikipedia says all of the images have been removed, I left one on the map. If you zoom way in, and this is totally real, there's one image left. It's just an image of me taking the picture. Because I think the only thing that we need to show is the person pointing the camera. So yeah, I deleted them from Google. And immediately re-uploaded all of them to OpenStreetMaps, because if you're going to use an unregulated network to track us, it's only fair that we use an open source map to look right back at them.